So we're here inside in the Art Encounter tent here. We're here with Julie. Julie, what do you think about all these dreams? How are people sharing their dreams?
Yeah, there's a few people sharing their dreams, although some are a bit kind of shallow. But like this one says, my dream is to become rich and famous, by Emma. But there's some nice ones as well, by kids, and small pictures, they're very nice as well.
And do you think people are finding it hard to share their dreams, the people who are just walking by and are being asked?
Yeah, I think they do, yeah. They get kind of scared when you say share your dreams. They kind of ignore you or just walk faster.
Yeah, and why do you think that is?
They probably just know that their dreams are very shallow and they don't want to share them with anyone.
Yeah, and do you think that it is people, everybody has shallow dreams, or do you think that some people have dreams just find it hard to express them in front of the, expressing to the world?
There must be a lot of people with lovely dreams, but yeah, they don't find a way to find them in themselves.
Yeah, and do you think that maybe this little event that we set up, or this little colour, I don't know really what you call it, but a lot of colour and messing and play, do you think this might actually make more people kind of stop and, you know, when they're home this evening, maybe before going to sleep, something, actually go, what are my dreams? What do I want out of life?
I'd say a few people would wonder. But there are a few people that just, like, they're like, what are you on about, or something, they think it's cool to put us down or whatever, like, but they think it's cool between their friends, but it's very horrible when they do that.
Yeah.
But, like, anyway, you know that everybody has dreams, and if they don't want to express them, I mean, it's their loss,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, well, I wonder, does everyone have dreams? Because talking to a few people, like, I went over to the skater lads earlier on, you know, you'd expect to be real cool and hip and all that sort of stuff, and they're like, no, don't have any dreams, and just, you know, trying to be funny, and so again, maybe it's that they're just afraid to.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what I was saying, kind of like, they think it's cool to put you down or to say that they don't have dreams or something, but I'd say, like, if you ask each one of them individually when their friends are not around, I'd say they would tell you their dreams.
Yeah. And besides all that, so how do you think it's going today anyway? Like, we started to colour the postcard, people are starting to add to it. We set up the space for the first day, so, like, could you just explain, like, even how the place looks for people who listen on radio?
Yeah, well, it's amazing. It looks really good. Like, all the colours and everything, it just looks really good. And all the, the chalk and the floor and everything, it just attracts people so much. And people are amazing. They're very, very friendly and they're asking lots of questions, and it's very nice here.
Yeah. So are you enjoying it yourself?
Yeah, I think it's a very good, very, very good experience. And just to meet Colombians and Nicaraguans, share their dreams, their thoughts about their countries, and just hear their stories, it's really good.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.